We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Station. Listen online at KNSSradio.com. This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. Steve Boyer is in the studio with us this morning here on Tuesday, December 5th. Another shooting in East Wichita. We'll have those details.
A couple has been booked in the death of a Wichita boy whose body was encased in concrete. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Amy Webb. It's time to let that belt buckle out a couple notches. Fried pies are coming to Kansas.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Our temperature this morning is running about 40 degrees colder than yesterday at this time. What can we expect today? Our forecast is coming up.
Another shooting in southeast Wichita, this after two homicides in that part of town last weekend. One person is listed in critical condition this morning, this following a shooting near Pawnee and George Washington Boulevard. That shooting took place at about 2 in the morning today in the 2600 block of South Jewett.
Republicans are making some progress in moving ahead with the tax cut bill backed by President Trump. Fox's Griff Jenkins has more from Washington.
The House voted to take their tax bill into conference, the first step in blending the House and Senate plans and one step closer to the president's Christmas promise.
We're now one huge step closer to delivering to the American people the historic tax relief as a giant present for Christmas.
Both the House Republicans and Democrats naming their conferees on tax reform.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is slamming the tax cut plan, calling it one of the worst bills to be brought to the House floor in the history of the United States.
Two homicide cases were recorded in Wichita on Sunday. Police Lieutenant Todd Ogile says the most recent incident took place on Sunday evening in southeast Wichita, that involving a couple of crime scenes near Harry and George Washington Boulevard. Initially, officers were called to a shooting in the 1600 block of South Green. There they found a man with a gunshot wound to his leg. Then, within minutes, they got the call of another shooting nearby in the 2600 block of East Wilma, where 26-year-old Rolando Holt had been shot multiple times and killed.
Mr. Holt was at the residence. He does not live there. He was visiting friends there. Sometime during the evening, or shortly before 8 o'clock, unknown individuals came to the house. Entered the house, shooting and killing Mr. Holt.
The suspects all fled on foot.
After back-to-back deadly weekends in Wichita, seven people were killed in a 10-day period. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey comments on some trends in many of these homicides.
Overwhelmingly, the majority of the victims and suspects know each other in our homicide cases. There is often a connection to drugs, and sometimes we see that the arguments that ensue often begin or end on social media, and often fueled by social media.
Wichita has recorded 35 homicides this year. That's already more than last year, with about 1 month remaining in 2017.
Police say two people are being held in the death of a Wichita boy discovered earlier this year encased in concrete.
The remains of 3-year-old Evan Brewer were discovered on September 2nd inside of a Wichita home where his mother once lived. Wichita police released a statement Monday saying the boy's mother, 36-year-old Miranda Miller, and her boyfriend, 40-year-old Stephen Bodine, are being held on suspicion of felony murder and child abuse. They're expected to make a court appearance later this week. Miller was already in jail, charged with aggravated interference with parental custody. Bodine was also in jail, charged with aggravated assault. The landlord cleaning out the home alerted police after finding a suspicious concrete structure emitting an odor. The boy is the grandson of former Wichita mayor and Kansas gubernatorial candidate Carl Brewer. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
It's the most shocking allegation yet against Michigan Congressman John Conyers. Fox's Tom Rigotti reports.
A former employee of Conyers now accuses the Democrat of sliding his hand up her skirt and rubbing her thighs while sitting next to him in the front row of a church. Eliza Grubbs worked for Conyers for over a decade and is the cousin of another accuser, Marion Brown. Brown reached a confidential settlement with Conyers over sexual harassment accusations, but broke a confidentiality agreement to speak publicly last week. The new details emerged as Conyers is expected to speak on a Detroit radio show today about his political future. The 88-year-old returned to Detroit from Washington last week and was hospitalized after complaining of feeling lightheaded. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time is 7:05. Coming up in sports, Shocker basketball team in action tonight at Coke Arena. The Shocker men ranked in the top 10, and we'll have a preview of that one. And we do have a house fire working right now in South Wichita. We'll have a traffic update and get you updated on that house fire coming up shortly. KNSS News Time, 7:05. KNSS News Time is 7:09 with Steve and Ted. A local couple is opening a fried pie shop in Park City. It's the first one in Kansas.
Arbuckle Mountain Fried Pies is set to open later this month. Owners Herb and Amber Callender purchased the franchise from the Tonkawa location just south of the Oklahoma-Kansas border. Fried pies have been around since the 1800s and were first served to ranchers who worked in the fields of Oklahoma's Arbuckle Mountains. Not wanting to mess with a good thing, the plan is to stick to the original pie recipes. Customers will be able to choose from such delights as meat pies, spinach and mushroom, apple, cherry, lemon, and numerous other mouth-watering treats. Arbuckle Mountain Fried Pies will be located in Park City off I-35 and East 61st. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
A 6-year-old skeptical letter to Father Christmas is going viral. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has more.
Sarah McCammon took to Twitter to share the note her 6-year-old son wrote to Saint Nick. The letter reads in part, "Dear Santa, I'm only doing this for the class. I know your naughty list is empty and your good list is empty and your life is empty. You don't know the troubles I've had in my life. Goodbye. I'm not telling you my name." Folks found the youngster's skepticism to be hilarious, calling it priceless. The note quickly became a top trending Twitter moment. Mom did reassure folks the so-called trouble her son has is his brother, jokingly adding, "Don't call child services." I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time is 7:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning.
Look out at Kellogg and Washington, a vehicle on the road with a flat tire, trying to get rid of that vehicle, get it out of the way. Also, a 3-car accident, K-96 up in the North Junction area. Highway Patrol working that accident. Report of a truck stolen South Oliver. The owner of the truck left the vehicle running to run inside. Well, someone took his vehicle, tools in the back and everything, so they're looking for that. House fire, 1700 block of South Water. And also Wichita Fire are also in the Sedgwick County Fire working on a backyard fire 500 block of North Elder. KNSS Traffic, I'm Tony Ducey.
Busy morning.
Yeah. Now let's take a look at that weather forecast here on a Tuesday morning. Time to check in with KSN Channel 3 meteorologist Katie Western. Good morning, Katie. Hello, Katie.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. How are you today? How are things today?
Oh, it's a little chilly out there, just a little bit.
Yeah, and we get to looking at this, even though it you know, just a day ago it was super warm when I walked out of the house. Now today it's super cold.
Yeah, it's only, you know, maybe 40 degrees colder this morning than it was yesterday morning. just a mere 40 degrees.
Just a tiny bit. And there even was a little bit of snow down near the border with Oklahoma, wasn't there?
Yeah, it's one of those that's like it maybe a couple flurries, but for the most part it's just too dry outside that most of it didn't really reach the ground, so no big concerns there.
So we get this cold morning out of the way. Looks like we have a decent day coming our way, don't we?
Yeah, it's really not too bad. I mean, we're talking a significant cool down from yesterday, yet nonetheless, our high will still be above normal for this time of year. So we're looking at about 50 in Wichita, plenty of sunshine by the time we get to the afternoon. The only downside is that the winds will still be a little bit breezy today out of the northwest, like 10 to 25 miles per hour. Mm. So you still deal with a wind chill today. It will definitely still feel a little bit more like it should for December.
I was going to say, even if it is 49, if that wind's out of the north, still going to bite me a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. You'll still want the coat all throughout the day today. You'll definitely need it.
Is there any precipitation anywhere in the future for us?
No, okay. There's your short answer. Unfortunately, I know we really need it right now. The fire danger is really high yet again for today, and I think we're just going to have to keep talking about that because we don't have any good signs of moisture anywhere in the forecast.
All right, thanks for the update. Have a great day, Katie.
And you too, thanks.
That's KSN meteorologist Katie Western with us from Channel 3 here this morning on Steve and Ted on KNSS on this Tuesday morning. It is 7:14 with Steve and Ted. I know Steve McIntosh, I think he was intrigued by this story. I think he saw it yesterday. More than 200 pounds of contraband baloney was seized at the U.S.-Mexican border. A woman was driving into the U.S. She initially told the border officers that she was not carrying any fruits, vegetables, meats, or contraband. Well, she apparently was lying.
Well, you know, wait a minute. It's baloney.
They did an inspection. Well, maybe baloney doesn't fit any of those categories. She was carrying Mexican baloney in her car, and officers found the meat under the floor mats.
Yummy.
Sure, that was nice and rank.
Well done.
Yeah, there you go. So the border agents hard at work, and they got down to the business of finding 200 pounds of contraband Mexican baloney.
200 pounds.
Hey, yesterday we were talking about all the college football bowl games. There are 39 college football bowl games this season. And so there are a lot of teams involved, and there's a lot of corporations that sponsor those bowl games. And
yes,
that means
there
there's a lot of free stuff out there that will be given to all the players and coaches and then the players that, and the personnel that show up.
The freebies.
Yeah. So we thought we'd take a look at K-State is going to the Cactus Bowl in Phoenix on the day after Christmas. And we took a look at the gifts that the K-State and UCLA players and coaches will be receiving for taking part in the Cactus Bowl.
Such as?
Everybody gets a Yeti cooler and tumbler.
Well, that's nice.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
A Fossil watch.
That's not bad.
And OGIO backpack. Is it OGIO or OGIO?
See, I have no idea.
It's OGIO. See, I don't know.
There's a lot of names out there anymore that I don't know how they pronounce.
A legendary hat, capital L on legendary, so I guess that's a name brand.
Okay.
JBL Flip 4 speaker.
No, that's a nice
one. Okay, so there you go. And a blanket.
A blanket.
That's not even sponsored.
And it's in Arizona.
It's a Cactus Bowl blanket. Yeah.
You said that was Phoenix or Needles?
It'll be in Phoenix.
Okay, I thought maybe it'd be in Needles, but
No. There's your gifts that the K-State football players will be receiving. There was one organization that ranked the best five bowls for getting gifts, the gift packages they have. Coming in at number five, the Fiesta Bowl, Washington, Penn State. They get a PlayStation PS4 bundle, a Fossil watch, and that OGIO backpack.
Wow. So,
let's see, the Hawaii Bowl, Fresno State and Houston get an electronics gift suite, an Oakley backpack and sunglasses.
Now I've heard of Oakley.
Tory Richard Aloha shirt, a beach towel, Pro Athletic surf trunks, performance t-shirt.
Wow.
And they're in Hawaii.
And yeah, right.
How about the Citrus Bowl, Notre Dame and LSU in Orlando? A $400 Best Buy player shopping trip and Timely Watch Company watch.
Okay.
So,
Timely.
Hey, yeah. You know, amateur athletics.
Yeah.
But yet all these freebies go to these players and coaches.
Well, you know, back in the day, they got in a lot of trouble for giving away cars and giving the players cars and things.
And the Peach Bowl in Atlanta, Auburn, and Central Florida, everybody gets a $300 vanilla Visa gift card by Incom, Ultimate Ears Wonder Boom Bluetooth speaker, a Fossil watch, and a football.
And a football.
Yeah.
Suitable for framing.
At the bottom of this list of rankings,
yes,
the worst gift package is the New Era Pinstripe Bowl, which is in New York City. All they said was a variety of New Era products.
What?
So maybe I think a ball cap. So,
is that what New Era
gets
makes?
Everybody gets a ball cap, I guess.
Okay.
Go to the Pinstripe Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's your list O gifts that...
A plethora of plenty.
That college football players will be receiving when they go to these bowl games later this month. It is 7:18 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And as we continue here on a Tuesday morning, let's take a look at what's going on in the world of sports. And guess what? We have Shocker basketball tonight. Shocker men, sixth ranked in the nation, hosting South Dakota State tonight at Coke Arena.
Shocks. Go Shocks.
6-1, a 19-point favorite going into this one tonight. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will have live pregame coverage beginning at 6 o'clock. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock. at Coke Arena. That's on 103.7 KEYN. Then after the game, be sure to join Shane Dennis and Jeff Lutz, as they will be taking your phone calls on the Shocker Locker Room Show, broadcasting live at Twin Peaks in East Wichita at 21st and Rock Road. Go enjoy the company of Shane Dennis and Jeff Lutz after the game. Shocks taking on the Jackrabbits tonight, a team that will shoot a lot of three-pointers. Let's get more on that scouting report from Shocker basketball coach Greg Marshall.
Well, you have to make those. They're going to make some. You have to make them tough looks. You have to make them tough attempts. You can't let them get their feet set. If you play a horse game with these guys, you're in trouble.
Shocks will try to keep ahead of that and taking on South Dakota State tonight at Coke Arena. The new rankings coming out yesterday. Kansas still ranked number 2 in the nation in both the coaches and the Associated Press polls. KU still getting just one first place vote in the coaches poll. Shockers move up a couple of spots, ranked number 6 in the nation now, up from 8 in both polls, as the Shockers are now ranked 6th in the nation. College basketball tonight for Kansas State. The Wildcats at 7 o'clock will tip off in Bramlage Coliseum tonight, hosting South Carolina Upstate. The Wildcats of Kansas State are 7-1 on the season. They're going for their 4th win in a row tonight. They've won 21 straight non-conference games on home court. 7 o'clock tonight for the Wildcats. We'll be talking pro football tonight on the weekly Chiefs Kingdom show. 7 o'clock tonight, talking all things Kansas City Chiefs with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Crucial stretch coming up here for KC with two division games that will likely decide whether or not they get into the playoffs. Oakland on Sunday and then the Chargers the week after that, both home games at Arrowhead. They'll discuss it tonight, 7 o'clock on the Chiefs Kingdom show, right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A little Monday night football action last night. Pittsburgh Steelers go into a cold, rainy Cincinnati and beat the Bengals 23-20 with a fourth quarter comeback. Getting some playing time last night on the offensive line for the Steelers. B.J. Finney, the former Kansas State Wildcat, part of a line that only allowed one sack all night long against the Bengals. Steelers get that win. That's their 7th in a row. And a little NBA action last night. The Boston Celtics at home pick up another win, beat the Milwaukee Bucks 111-100. Coming off the bench for the Celtics, former Kansas Jayhawk Marcus Morris had 6 rebounds and 3 points. The Celtics are 25 games into the season. They have a record of 21-4. Top record in the NBA as the Boston Celtics pick up yet another win. That's sports with Steve and Ted in the morning right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Be sure to keep it here for an update on traffic and weather. It's been a busy morning in traffic so far. And at issue with the editorial board of the Washington Post. We'll find more about that on the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.